A wise priest once told me, you will always have what you need when you put others first and when you serve them. I think all of us here, if we're really honest, whether you're young or a grandparent, we all want, you know, peace where we don't have the anxiety and the stress, and we all want that joy that Jesus speaks of, and we all want that love. And so if you want all of those things, I encourage you to serve others, to put others first, right? Maybe pick up the phone and say hello to someone that you haven't heard from. Or maybe there's someone in your life that needs visitation in the hospital. Or maybe in your workplace, put in a good word for a coworker so that they can get promoted. See, when you begin to do these things, God will start to do amazing things for you. See, in today's gospel, Jesus lays out the blueprint and the foundation for us to live our life in the best possible way. And what did he say? Whoever will be first shall be last. But if you want God to glorify you, and if you want God to bring victory in your life, you must learn to serve first. And I think it is hard for us because we do live in a society that tells us you have to put yourself first, right? The Trinity is me, myself, and I. And I get it, and sometimes it is very tempting. I mean, I just traveled to Menlo Park, and I was at the airport, and even myself, you know, I was in line, and somebody cut me off, and already I was like, really? I was almost going to say, I think you're supposed to be behind me, and I'm thinking, wait, the gospel said I have to be last. Oh, never mind, you know? I mean, I'm catching myself as well, so I'm trying to be honest here, but really, if you really want to live that fulfilled life, there's really a lot of value to putting others first. I remember reading a story about this professional mountain climber who was on his way to the mountaintop when a snowstorm hit. And it was very hard for those of you that are mountain climbers. It was very hard to climb and they couldn't breathe. And then a little further up, it turned into a blizzard. And now there was no visibility. And even the most experienced mountain climber quit and they all left. And so every step was a struggle. And this professional mountain climber, as he was going along, he saw another man along the trail curled up, passed out. A lot of the mountain climbers had passed him by and said, you know what, I'm not helping that guy out. This professional mountain climber was with a team, and the teammates told him, look, you can't help that man. If you do, you're not going to make it to the top, and you might even die. So he was at a crossroad, but he knew that the right thing to do was to help this man. So he told his teammates, you know what? You guys go, and I'll stay beside him. So what this man did was he knelt beside the person that passed out, started rubbing his hands, and started massaging the feet, the legs, and the arms of the man to increase the blood circulation. And after a while, maybe after half an hour, the guy came to, and they were able to both go down the mountain. They both checked themselves into a hospital, and this is what the doctor told the mountain climber. He said, you know what? You not only save the other person, but you also save yourself. And this is why. You show early signs of frostbite on your arms and on your legs. If you would have kept going, you would have died. But because you stopped and you started to massage his legs and his arms and his feet, it increased the circulation in your own blood. And he said, whether you knew it or not, you stopping, saving this man, also save yourself and your own life. I think it's very easy for us on our climb to the top to forget about the people around us, right? It's very easy to think, you know what? Well, I can't help you because when I do, then I might get behind and you might be in front of me. But then Jesus tells us living a selfish life is not really the way to live. And that's what happened in today's gospel. I know it's very easy for us to hear it and really miss what was going on. So imagine your best friend, right, Jesus. He tells you, hey, look, I'm going to die. People are going to kill me. Imagine if you said, oh, well, I'm sorry. Can I have your car? Right? By the way, can I have your house? Right? That's very insensitive. This is what the disciples did. Jesus told them, look, guys, I'm going to die. People are going to kill me. And then they were like, so who do you think is the greatest among us? That's what they did. Like, who is Jesus' bestie, you know? And that's why Jesus asked, what were you guys talking about? And they were like, you know you said you were going to die, but Jesus tells us, no, that's not the way to live. And you know, really, the root of all sin is really this fear, right? Fear, like pride and selfishness, stems from fear. When we're afraid that if we put others first, we're afraid to lose our status. I remember in high school going to this school, and there was this beautiful girl. She had this beautiful hair, and she was athletic, and she was like the whole package. And it was always funny when I hang out with my female friends. Every time she walked in, I'm like, oh, my, she's amazing. They're like, whatever, her hair is fake. I'm like, what? Why are you hating on her? Oh, yeah, she's not all that. She's phony. You know, and then again, this jealousy, when we're not grounded in God, we tend to judge others. But when we're grounded in God, we celebrate other people's gifts and we celebrate other people's talents. And really, that's the way to live. And I think that's why I'm thankful being in this parish. I told you a few days ago, I was in Menlo Park for 5 days, and I was with 70 new pastors and administrators. And in that training, we were told this: our position is not a position of superiority. Our position is a position of service. And what makes St. Joseph great, when I listen to the other parishes, is this is a service-oriented place. I mean, just a few weeks ago, I was talking to my DRE, and she was saying, you know, Father Francis, I don't know. I know you're new, but we might have to hire some people to do Sunday school. And I told her, you know, just give me some time. I think we're going to get some volunteers. And just a few weeks ago, there was this three young ladies that came up to me, you know, and they were just like, oh, hi, Father Francis. And they just graduated from college. And I was like, hey, you know, have you ever thought about using your gifts and talents? And they were like, no, not really. But, you know, what do you need? And I said, we need teachers for Sunday school. And they were just like, oh, totally. Just tell us what to do and we'll do it. And I'm like, to God, like, really? Is it this easy? You know, I mean, people here are very available. And then at another time, I was having dinner with a couple, and I was telling them my vision for St. Joseph to help you guys grow to spiritual maturity, to become more Christ-like. And this is what the couple did. They were like, you know, Father Francis, we need you to meet this other person, and here's their phone number. You have to go out to dinner with them. I mean, they were just really helpful and willing to share the people that they know in order to help me. And that's what amazes me about this parish. Also, a few weeks ago, there were these two young guys, right, on a daily mass. And afterwards, I went up to them. I'm like, hey, guys, what are you doing here so early during mass? And they said, well, on Wednesdays, I don't know if you know this, Father, but we actually make sandwiches at 6 a.m., right, and we give it to the poor. And then these two young kids, teenagers, I'm like, really, they're doing this? I didn't do that when I was 14. Like, I was, you know, I'm like, really? I'm not going to do that. But that's the point, is these young kids understand that when you serve, then you place yourself in a position where God will make sure that when it's your time of need, He will send people in your life. So when society tells you, especially the young people, put yourself first, always think of yourself, it may seem like you're advancing yourself, but you're actually only hurting yourself. For those of you that are business professionals, I was reading Fortune magazine, and they did a study, and they ranked the top 100 companies to work for. And you want to know the top 10 that ranked top 10 were the companies that had the servant leadership approach, like Synovus Financial Corporation, Southwest Airlines. These are the managers that don't have egos, that are not proud, that actually invest in their employees because they believe that their employees have talents, and then the employees in return want to work more for their employers. So today I ask you this question: who has God placed in your life? Remember, whoever God has placed in your life, that did not happen by accident. Take inventory of how God is talking to you. A true disciple is a person that talks like this: God has blessed me, and so I'm going to find somebody else to bless. Or maybe you say, I overcame this addiction, now I'm going to find somebody else that's struggling in the same addiction so that I can help them as well. Or maybe for the young people that are here, maybe you're gifted in sports or academics or whatever it is. Tell yourself, you know what? I have gifts and talents. Maybe I could volunteer for a community service. That's what Jesus did in today's gospel. When the disciples were so focused on themselves, he told them, look, if you want to be first in God's kingdom, you have to be a servant. And I'll end by saying this. No one stands tall in their climb for success until they bend down and help another person get back on their feet. And that's really the beauty of what Jesus tells us. Jesus not only gives us the formula for healthy spiritual living, he also gives us the blueprint in order to be successful both in our personal and professional life. And once you see the value of being a servant, then God will do amazing things for your life. And you will receive that joy and that peace and that love that your heart longs for. Amen?